Today is May 27th, 1984, and we're in Hooslea with Fred and Edith Beifelt. This is tape 6 of the Yukon Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project, and my name is Wendy Arundale. And Edith, just before I turned the tape recorder on, you were telling a really good story. Maybe you could run that one by again.
What was it about?
The one about collecting the willow.
Oh, yeah. You know more about it, what your grandma told you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they used to make a
fishnet out of before for the salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Take this river, red willows. And
the bark.
Yeah, they take the cut.
Peel it.
Cut the bottom. Sometimes they cut it down, but sometimes they just cut the bark down the bottom and peel it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother, she was her grandmother. She was just a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And her grandma worked all day to make a big pack sack.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of pack sack they had is birch bark. You ever seen them in Fairbanks?
Seen pictures of them. I don't think I've actually seen
it. It's a birch bark basket.
Uh-huh.
What you pack stuff with, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, she had that full. And she, in the evening, she started to go across back to the river. She, and my grandma was running ahead of her grandma. And pretty soon, her grandma started to holler. You know, I was spring ice is all like needles.
Mm-hmm.
When they break up, they just all
mm-hmm.
needles. And she went through that, and she went right down, never come back up.
Mm.
There is bark wooden fruit, and they're heavy.
Yeah, that's green, that's heavy, yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your grandmother's grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandmother's grandmother.
Like all spring, do you work at it?
Yeah,
take it apart and wind it together to
uh-huh.
make it strong.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, they knit it.
Uh-huh.
And for fishnet. And they have to wet it when they work at it. And when they go on the sit, they put it in water and soak it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sit it when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of work songs like the way I used to hear about it lots.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any other stories about your grandmother or your great-grandmother?
That's what Grandma told me, how dangerous it used to be in the spring on ice.
Oh.
She taught me that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she told me that. In the spring when the ice is melting, it's pretty dangerous. Because even 2 feet or 3 feet,
mm-hmm.
they're all in needles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just go right down.
Really dangerous.
Yeah. So she used that story. Am I understanding you correctly to say that she used that story as a way of teaching you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She teach me. She told me all about
uh-huh.
Yeah, my grandma really talked to me when I was growing up. I still remember
mm-hmm.
a lot of it, yeah. So.
If you could sit down and talk to kids today about what kinds of things it would be important for them to know and kinds of beliefs or values to have,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell them?
Well, we tell them about so they'll be careful. What is all the dangerous things that like ice or like a danger animal, we tell them about it,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, especially what year when there's no berries or nothing for them to eat.
Hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Hard time
yeah.
for them. They'd do anything. Blackberry, even blackberry will do.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mandy Hot Spring, out of Mandy Hot Spring someplace, there's a mining camp not too long ago, 10, 12 years ago, just miners. We went back to, they were working down at a camp, and he came back to see the camp, they had a house there. And he came back with a truck, pickup, and started to get off the truck. And when started going in the house, the bear runs around, got him, he killed him, killed that man. That's not too long
he
ago.
He reached the car, but he had no chance to go inside.
Yeah, they say the man reached the car all right, but he couldn't, the bear got a hold of him, he couldn't let go. He had nothing to fight with.
Yeah. He had his pistol inside the car. He could get out of the car without it. So bear is dangerous.
What other kind of animals are dangerous?
Black bears and brown bears. That's the main part dangerous. When they got lost to eat, it's different. They don't pay no attention.
Wolf is dangerous too, we heard. But
what?
Right now there's lots of moose, so
I think I asked Dick Nelson if he ever heard, a wolf tackle a man. A lot of them don't know.
On the Kubak site, they have that.
Over in Kubak, one time we heard he killed an old fellow. The old fellow was out checking these snares or traps or something. He was coming back. And the wolf came up behind him and tackled him.
All they found was bone.
All they found was bone. Well, I guess the wolf was starving too, I guess. Yeah.
What about moose?
Moose? Oh, moose is dangerous, all right, but you'd leave him alone. He wouldn't bother you.
Yeah. It's dangerous, though, if kind of the young ones, calf. Oh, gosh.
This time of year?
Yeah. Probably pretty soon.
Yeah. Anytime moose is dangerous is when snow gets deep. He stays on the trail.
Oh, yeah.
Some moose, they get stubborn. They wouldn't get off the trail. You have to shoot, try to scare them out.
What would you told your kids that would help them, or what would you tell kids today that would help them with dealing with the changes that have come? You know, school, that kind of thing.
School? Well, we tell our kids what's dangerous and what is wrong. Yeah, we tell our kids all the time.
If they have no way to get food, like they used to use sinew, caribou sinew or moose sinew for snares. Yeah, I tell them about it too. And case. My mother used to tell about that too. They wind it together and make it strong, and they make spring pool, they call, for rabbits. That's what they used to use before the rabbit wire came. We used it for boots, us. I used to, but not anymore now. I use nylon. They're strong when we wind it together. There's two, and then we wind it, and then strong that way.
Would there be things that you would tell kids today not to do?
Once in a while, when do we get together and sit around and talk? That's the time we tell them something. Not all one time.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of if you could write down the things that you would tell kids today, make a list of them. What would they be? And in doing that, I was wondering if there were things that you would tell kids not to do.
A lot of things we tell our kids. We write today yet.
I tell my grandchild about this stuff like
what
that.
What is wrong?
Can you give some examples?
Well, just like tell them not to drink. I still do yet to those boys.
They're You don't hardly drink too much, Dr. Healy.
Our kids don't drink too much.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while.
We get after more time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We still get after them yet.
Mm-hmm. Are there other kinds of things that you talk to them about?
Oh, we tell them about to be careful when they go out alone.
Go out hunting or go trapping or something.
Kind of animal or...
Uh-huh.
So they be careful in working and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We still do. Every time they go out. You take that, you take this, make sure they take anything, like a Band-Aid or... So they don't forget something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you see as the biggest changes? Let me just ask you each of this. Let me just ask each of you this in turn. Maybe start with you, Fred. What do you see as the big changes that have taken place in how a man lives between the time when you were young and now?
The biggest changes is When they started to get welfare, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
People were crippled or something, sick or something, TB or something, but they get welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what, 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like working people, they go out, trap or work, and the sick people, they got no way to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare was good that time. They didn't get much, but it was good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But this food stamp, that ruined a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, food stamp ruined a lot of people. Everybody say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it myself.
How does it ruin it?
Well, they don't want to go out and work anymore. All you have to do is fill out paper and get food stamp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ruin lots of people do that food stamp room.
Some of them it's good for them because
some of them
they got no way to eat.
Some of the people got no way to make a living. That's all right. But a lot of people, they could go out and make a living, trapping or work or something, but they'd rather get that food stamp. That's a big change right there, yeah.
What other kinds of changes?
Liquor is, we didn't have no much liquor in our days.
Uh-huh.
People used to make home brews and drink, but that's not everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not everybody.
Kids never used to drink, too.
Though in our days, we didn't drink much. Many wouldn't drink much. When we were raising our kids, we didn't drink much. Once in a while, we might have a little party with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is, we start drinking and then there's no end.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Then we start drinking, and
there's
no end.
That's the time to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I told you.
No fun. I knew I had a big hangover.
So,
I don't know for what.
Yeah.
I think about it right now.
So I told you, who want to live for what I think the best is quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm amazed at the number of people have told me in that last year or two that they've just quit. You know, that they just said, I'm not going to drink at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's foolish for me right now.
Right.
They call it good time, but it's not for us, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of changes have you seen? I'm thinking particularly for kids who are growing up today and going to school and thinking about what they're going to do when they get to be an adult, what kind of a life they're going to lead.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. A lot of them don't know.
They don't know how to stay in the camp.
Yeah.
That's all they know. They don't know how to stay in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Long time ago, is stay in the camp all year round, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time. That's the only time we stayed in town a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just town year round.
So that's a big change.
Yeah,
really?
That's a big change right there. Yeah, we used to go to spring camp, hunt rats in the spring. Then come to town, stay together for a while, and go to fish camp.
Those people do that
all
again.
Summer.
At least summertime.
And
fall time, it's good.
When fishing is over, what they get together in like first September or around there, they get together. Well, pretty soon, before freeze up, we all get back to our trapping country. When we stay there all fall, Christmas time, we could all get together again. We've done that all the way through, but this last 15, 20 years.
Since Lincoln started staying in school, then we just stay in town all the time.
Yeah, well, we had to. We were working in school, too. We had to stay.
Sure.
Yeah, we had to stay in town. We were working in school at the time.
When people were used to living in camp and being apart for part of the year, and then they came together and started living in town where they lived close together all the time, did that make a difference to
really? Yeah, kids is mischief and stuff like that. A long time ago, kids never used to do that. They were just happy to see each other.
Was it easier or harder to get along in that situation?
It's easier when we stayed out.
When we
don't stay together all the time.
Why is that?
I wonder. Kids never used to do things wrong a long time ago. And they listened to us. And right now, that's true. Kids is different right now.
All the kids are a lot different from 30 years ago.
Edith, can you think specifically in terms of how a woman's life has changed since you were a girl to now?
I don't think so, but I was thinking, I wonder if all those young girls like to talk to their kids like we do, like all the old people do. I don't know if all of them is like that. I don't think so.
A lot of people don't talk to their kids. That's the reason why they're in mischief all the time.
Now, when you say talk to their kids, can you explain a little bit more what you mean by that?
Like, we told our kids not to bother other kids, try to get along with them. This is what I used to say.
So when you say talk to your kids, you mean give them advice?
So that way they have a good friends. That's what they used to say long ago. And I don't know if those young girls right now, they talk to their kids like that. I was thinking about it to myself.
How else has a woman's role changed?
Could be. That's what I think.
How has your life changed since the time you were married?
I used to like my friends because we stay in camp all year round. And when we get together, it's good to see our friend. That's the way it used to be. And I suppose those kids will be like that if the parents stayed out.
So you didn't see them for long periods of time and then you would come back together and be together?
And then we tell each other like what we did and I seen that and stuff like that. And We tell each other.
Everything that's happened. Do you think of a woman's life is easier now or harder now?
I think easier now.
Some of them is easier. I know my daughter is having a hard time sometimes.
In what way do you think it's easier?
Well, they have no way to trap anyway. There's no animal. You have to get welfare.
So they don't have to go out and,
no,
and trap or whatever to support them.
Us, we used to go out and snare rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll eat.
Mm-hmm.
And this right now, the girls can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
See, they stayed in school all the way through. And what they learn in school, that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they,
yeah,
know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think school was a help to them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's
but
good
they
for gotta them.
Use it the right way.
Uh-huh.
If they don't use it the right way, it's not good for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter came back from high school, and then I was just glad I got help now.
Yeah.
He was working now. He was working in the auger. Okay, let's sit business before the wind come.
Uh-huh.
I told her. And I thought she knew how to paddle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I think like that.
Uh-huh.
So I put the stick back there. I tied the net under. Okay, paddle up. She don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And then you paddle out. And so I paddle out a little bit and I was sitting fishing. Pretty soon it started to get piled up one place.
Uh-huh.
Paddle. Oh, she got the paddle and she started to paddle towards me.
Oh no!
Coming into the shore.
Oh no!
Not that way. Turn around other way and paddle out. She laughed. Oh. That's the way they are.
Uh-huh.
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 Yeah.
She don't know how to paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got to learn them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other way we got to learn them again.
When they come back to the village, do they begin to learn those?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're learning now.
Yeah.
They're Ethel, she know how.
Yeah.
She even know how to sit fishnet under the ice.
Because
we have to make holes and we get long pole and we get hooks.
Right.
And push it all the way out.
Yeah.
They know how to do that. They're doing good, but there's no work here, so they move to Fairbanks.
No work here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No work in here.
What do you see as the future of a place like Huslia? What do you see Huslia as being like in, say, 15 or 20 years?
Will be.
What do you think it will be like in 15 or 20 years?
I know.
From now? You mean from after this?
Yeah.
Well,
let's say by about the year 2000, what do you think would be like?
Oh.
That's something I cannot tell you. I
wonder how it'll be.
I just want to know too, but
you just got to talk to the kids, that's all. Yeah.
I'm just curious if you ever thought about that or any ideas about that. I'd like to go back to a couple things that we started earlier. We almost finished when we stopped before lunchtime.
Yeah.
We almost finished doing your seasonal round today, and we ought to finish that. We come to March, and you talked about the fact that you had a March moose hunt last year.
Mm-hmm.
What comes after that then?
Muskrat.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt muskrat.
Yeah. Did you hunt muskrat this year?
Oh, not this year.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
We have to walk long ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you do much hunting after that moose hunt this spring?
To eat, he
yeah.
trap and
yeah, I trap I
muskrat
I,
house.
I trap in muskrat house.
Uh-huh.
They got a little house out in the
sure.
lake. Yeah.
With moss?
Moss house. Yeah, I just want to get enough to eat it.
To eat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Last year we got 12 of these, 12 muskrat.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was enough for us.
Yeah.
This year I set traps. I was set traps for 2 days, and
he
one day it got
too.
So hot, all those muskrat have melted down, and nothing left. They all melted out.
So you had to take your traps out?
I had to take my traps out. All I got is 4 muskrat.
what else have you been doing since the end
of
the
week? Cut wood. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I cut wood or do something. I'm always doing something.
Yeah. Is there much of fishing and that sort of thing you do in the spring?
What fish we put in the freezer in like August or September.
Uh-huh.
We got some in the freezer yet.
Oh,
white
I
fish.
See.
There's
so
big white fish. Yeah,
yeah.
We got some in the freezer. We got two freezers.
Uh-huh.
We got some in the freezer yet. So
we don't need
eat
that
fish,
much,
we'll
but
we
just got some for our kids too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
To make sure we don't run out.
So now, in a few days, you'll put your garden in again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then go down to survival camp again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go there one more time.
Uh-huh.
I want to... Last year, it was just like something new for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We see people that we never seen for a long time.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's just good.
Mm.
And what I really like is there's all one woman from different place, like Nulato or Kaikuk or Yush or here.
Uh-huh.
In evening time, we start telling stories. And some of it are really funny, but so we laugh. But there's a lot of it that I never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new story for
mm-hmm.
me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How their parents, how they used to make a living,
uh-huh.
what they used to do, stuff
yeah.
like that they tell to.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Can you tell at least one or two of the stories that you tell when you get down there?
Oh, there's so much of
it. I can't remember that way.
I have to take a long time to get one part together.
One of those for the
state. Yeah,
Maybe I'll give you a chance to think about that.
This one fellow down there, he's about the same age as me, might be a little younger. He said that's the first time he's seen king salmon run that long. 1 month and one day.
Hmm.
31 days. June's gotten 30 days, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said that's the first time he's seen king salmon run that long.
Hmm.
That was last year.
Uh-huh.
That was last
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. Sounds unusual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's your school had.
Edith, I think one of the things that we haven't yet talked about enough in terms of your life is your children.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that... I think we went and through Fred's children, so we have that down. Did we do that, Fred? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to talk, we need to get the names and the, you know, can you go through and name the children that you and Fred have had together as they were born?
Mm-hmm.
So that we get that on the tape.
You mean their names?
Yeah.
It's Lincoln. And after Lincoln, I lost one between Lincoln and Marion.
Uh-huh.
So there's Lincoln, Marion.
Can you tell me what year Lincoln was born?
44.
44?
45 or
44?
44.
I thought you said 55.
No.
No.
Oh. Who was working?
At that time?
Yeah. 44.
Oh.
44.
I got
your
birthday card somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got together in 44?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's Lincoln, Marion.
Was the one you lost between Lincoln and Marion a girl or a boy?
It just lived 3 days, that's all.
Uh-huh.
It's a baby.
Uh-huh. Was
yeah.
it a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Girl. Okay.
Uh-huh. So there's Lincoln and Marion. And
Italy.
No,
mm.
Italy is younger than James.
No.
Okay, there's Lincoln, Marion.
And you lost.
Lucy, that one drowned.
Uh-huh.
13 years old.
Oh. She was 13 years old when she drowned.
Oh.
She was swimming out in the river, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
James. Then Arla, then Clyde
Impala.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that the one there somewhere too?
Yeah. It's after after James.
Okay.
Yeah.
James, Ethel, Clyde, and Paula.
Uh-huh. Paula is the youngest.
Paula's the youngest.
Lincoln is the oldest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when was Paula born?
No. Oh, she's 20.
She's 20?
19. 19.
19.
Yeah.
She was born in 1965.
Clyde is 20.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. We good to have that record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. And you said you had the first ones at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first she had at home.
Yeah.
Who helped you when they were born?
Oh, there's always somebody.
Uh-huh.
Right now, they don't do that no more.
Molly John?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Or Mary. Mary Vent.
Mary Vent. Oh, I didn't realize Mary Vent had been a midwife.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Leija Atla.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's all the old people help uh-huh. us, yeah, because uh-huh. they know what to do.
Did you deliver?
Yeah, holding us like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would they do that? Can you explain?
They sit down on chair and they just pull us when the baby is ready.
Hold you from behind?
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the way they do.
Uh-huh. They hold you around the middle.
Yeah, uh-huh. On top. Uh-huh. On top of baby.
Underneath your breast.
Yeah.
On uh-huh. top of the baby.
Uh-huh.
And would you be squatting down?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And even at that, we still have hard times sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said that with one of your kids, you went to the hospital.
Ethel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was all right. I had the baby right away, but I bleed too much.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So the nurse gave me shots. And I faint. It's black out with
uh-huh.
me. I had a hard time to come back to myself.
Uh-huh.
Just made it.
Uh-huh.
The window was just black. The window was sleep, but pretty soon it's getting brighter.
Uh-huh.
Then I come back to myself when nurse said, come on down. Try to be quiet.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it, my heart bothered me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then after that, I don't take a chance at home anymore. Yeah.
Where did you go to the hospital?
In Tenna.
Tenna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes I stay over there 1 month.
Would you go before, you go a while before the baby was due? Is that
sometimes you have to. Sometimes you call what the doctor tell them what to do.
Uh-huh.
What time to come over Tenna, uh-huh. yeah.
When I had Arla, I stayed over there 1 month. I went over there ahead of time because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep and no rest.
Uh-huh.
Their baby's head was up here.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
So she was a breech baby?
No. I came over 1 month earlier.
Uh-huh.
So I told doctor I can't sleep. And then, I know what happened. He laughed. He took X-ray of the baby.
Uh-huh.
Baby's head is up here. So.
Uh-huh.
He just turned around. Sometimes they stay that way, sometimes they go back again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That night I just slept all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did the baby?
He just
pushed it a little bit.
Uh huh. Just like that,
uh-huh.
like that. And just turned all the way around.
Ah.
Gee, must be a smart doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would have been bad if the baby's been born in that, I guess they call it breech position where they come.
Yeah, I see baby born like that here in town, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty dangerous if baby is big.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And hard on the mother too, I guess.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, you went to the hospital for your last several,
mm-hmm.
for your last.
Arla was the first one was born in the hospital,
uh-huh.
and from there after that, all everyone.
Mm-hmm. Did you nurse all your children?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put in there 1 year sometimes.
Uh-huh.
It's up Clyde and Paula. It's not that long.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they got their teeth and they bite.
Oh.
Yeah.
most fun about your kids? What have you enjoyed most about raising your family?
Oh, when they go to school and start reading, that's something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they read the book to me and mm-hmm. they tell me a story just like that. Like, some of them tell me about funny stories or something that's a good story too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How people used to travel.
Uh-huh.
They tell me that kind of story. So I go to school, so I want to learn how to read a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll be finished one book pretty soon.
Well, good. Yeah. Fred, what was the best part for you of raising your kids?
Raising kids?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I must love my kids.
We got no money, but we got kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some.
Yeah, we got no money, but we got kids. We were feeding them, all right. We were making some little grub for them.
Mm-hmm.
But near all of them is doing good so far. They're all working.
Yeah. I think there's really only one thing that we have left to do, and I'm going to turn the tape off for just a minute. Let's get that name on the tape. We're looking at the map now, and the name for Tom Cook's slough again?
Tickle Ritna.
Uh-huh.
That's the real name.
Okay.
That's the native name for that. Okay. For the slough, yeah.
And the same place around there is
Land in here someplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to help Eliza when she transcribes the name, would you say that name for Tom Cook's slough once more, please?
Tickle Ritna.
Okay.
Tickle Ritna is the name of this slough.
Uh-huh.
That's a long slough.
Sure is. Okay. And again,
Donstradl is in here. There's a long slough.
Uh-huh.
And that's the word she got land.
Okay.
That's the word they built.
My grandpa, grandma, my mother, and my father. That's where they used to stay.
That's where they used to stay.
Okay.
Mm.
You had cabin
just right down here. Where is it
somewhere called? Around here too.
They had a cabin in here. That's where they.
That's the last
winter cabin used to be. Yeah.
Can you put a mark on the map where that was?
First, it was around here.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's where I was born.
Yeah, right in here. Right, see the word to cut off through coming in. There it is, right back there.
There's a high ridge back there.
Okay.
But
they had
less
cabin.
Than quarter of a mile back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where she was born. That's where they had the house first time.
Okay.
But their last house is in here.
It's up here.
It's up in here someplace.
Around there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in here someplace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just mark those. The first house is, we'll put it B for Byfield. B1, and the second place will be B2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's grandpa and grandma's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's their grandma and their grandpa's.
And then after they're gone, then my mother had stayed there. That's where we were raised.
So your mother stayed at B2.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that was the winter cabin that she
winter cabin.
Where did she go in the summer?
We fish around here.
Uh-huh.
Like the mud of Pushley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More down to this part of the river than
Is it right there too?
Uh-huh.
This used to be a big fish camp here.
Camp there.
Long ago, yeah.
Mouth
of cutoff.
For fishing. Did this place have a native name? B1?
No, this is Nsadetl.
Nsadetl.
Okay.
Nsadetl,
yeah. Water come together like this.
Water come together. Nsadetl, yeah.
Okay. And did B2 have a native name?
No, it's just a cabin.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the name of this bar, though.
Uh-huh.
Half Moon Bar.
Half Moon Bar. Okay,
yeah.
That's Half Moon Bar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a Half Moon Bar.
Uh-huh.
One, yeah.
Uh-huh.
From right there, they used to trap all over back this way.
Uh-huh. back toward Tom Cook's Slough and toward the Hoosley River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, this has got a native name, this slough here, what they call Red Slough. And the water washed through the...
Marion was born where?
Right here.
Sochna.
Right in here. Where
That's where her land is.
That's where her land is.
Oh, right there.
No, that's Nacharada.
Oh, I see. Well, up there then, huh?
It's right in here.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, right in here. That's where Marion was born. There's a creek coming from all up there, all the lakes.
That's her land. Sochna. The name of this creek is Sochna. Sochna means that's the sand, just like out here.
Sand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall I mark that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a little slough there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a long creek. Drain out all the lakes up in the flat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's B3. And we'll mark the creek. B3 is the place where Marion was born. And B4 is this creek that we've been talking about. And you want to say the name for B4 for me once more, please?
Sochna.
And that's the name that the first part of it means sand.
Sand.
Okay. I may be repeating things, but it's partly to help me later when I listen to the tape and also to make sure I've got it clear.
Now, this is the place where all our grand folks used to stay in the spring. There's a hill, right above a half mile above this creek. There's a hill right here.
Camp there.
Oh.
That's where all our grandparents used to stay in the springtime.
Uh-huh.
You know, get together there.
Get together in the springtime.
After hunting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then they come down here. Then they all stay in here on this hill again. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can you mark that spot?
There's a high hill around there somewhere.
Just a little above this creek, about a half mile above this creek. It's right in here someplace.
It's on the inside of the river?
It's in this slough, in this short slough.
It's on the island part here rather than over
Not
here.
Not on the island.
No, this side.
Oh, okay.
On this side, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the land side. Yeah.
Can you mark it for me?
Yeah, it's right in here. It's right in here. You see that cookie right here? And that little hill right in here.
Maybe this one, huh?
No, that's too far back.
Probably this one.
No, it's right in here someplace. This is that big grass lake behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That big grass lake behind it.
That's Sochna, you said.
Huh?
And that's all Odin right there.
Well,
that's right. It's around here then.
We'll climb the bank right here and get in this grass lake. And get in this north of Odin.
Yeah.
Then we got a trail up this way.
Uh-huh.
That's where James trapped all the time.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, not too far from there.
Yeah.
So it's over in here between the river and the grass lake?
It's right on the bank.
Uh-huh.
That hill.
Uh-huh.
Right here. About a quarter mile long.
I don't know why we never did land there.
That's where they used to all get together.
It used to be the biggest camp. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here'd be the slough, and here'd be the grass lake. So it'd be somewhere along in here?
Yeah.
It's right on the bank.
Okay.
Right on the bank.
Okay, and that's, you mark that B5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the place where your...
That's our grandparents.
Grandparents used to all get together
in the springtime.
Okay, and what's the name of that place again?
I don't really know the name of this place, but this hill back here is Tahunilda. That's where all our grandparents used to fish in the fall time.
Uh-huh.
In this big creek. This is a long creek.
Mm-hmm.
It drains all this flat
out. Mm-hmm.
That's where the water comes out.
Uh-huh.
That's where they really fish in here.
Uh-huh.
I think the surveyors took me up there once. One swing with helicopter. It's not too far from this. Near someplace.
Where's the Tishkis? The last.
I can't.
Big good time they have there.
Mm-hmm.
The last big one for native.
What kinds of things did they do there in the spring?
Race and stuff like that. And the drama used to tell them.
Oh,
luck. They have potlatch.
Last
some.
Big potlatch.
Uh-huh.
They have potlatch.
Just
like
igloo place in there.
Okay. Old houses then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those old igloos still showing, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're kind of scared to get close to there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's old igloos. There's
lots in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's really, people made a lot of living out of this creek.
Uh-huh.
That's
really
good
for
creek
fish.
For fish. Used to be,
but
it's no more now.
Okay.
The beaver dammed up so much that the fish can't go back or can't get out.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
They died off.
Okay. Let me just turn the tape over here.
That's where the people used to make a living in fall time, get all their fish in. You know, they put fences across and put fish traps those days.
And what kind of fish did they get out of there?
Just white fish, all different kind of white fish. Just about that long, it's come around.
Uh-huh. Can you say the native names for those? For those white fish that used to come out there?
What one is Tilbuka? Tilbuka. I can't even say it myself.
There's
anymore.
Two different kind of names.
There's a
Tassiza is big white fish.
Yeah, Tassiza is a big white fish.
Uh-huh.
And the little white fish, but that long, it's flat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one is Tilbuka now.
Uh-huh.
I can't even say it my own self now.
The last one is a small white fish.
Oh, little white fish.
They're rich, too.
Uh-huh.
They're on about 3-4 inch long.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But they're rich.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but, they live in the lake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How do you fix those?
They used to bake it in an oven, they said.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
long ago, they used to, the way they used to say,
Not at Allah. Grandma used to talk about it lots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's it. Natatala.
Yeah. Natatala
is a small white fish.
Uh-huh. Now, is that the real little one or is that the small flat
about
one?
That big.
Uh-huh.
It's about
all kinds of size.
3-4 inch long at all.
Uh-huh. It's the real little one.
But they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're fat, yeah.
Natatala.
Mm-hmm.
So, you would also have lived at Old Cutoff here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
where else?
That's the old village right there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Where else did you either live or have a house or have a camp in that area?
In that Fritzloo,
uh-huh.
Mother Fritzloo. That's where we got cabin.
Right in here, back about in here where our first house on this side.
Uh-huh. You want to mark that, friend?
It's right in. Lincoln's got a land there. It's right on this
side. On the island side.
Uh-huh.
In the island.
Okay.
Yeah, in the island. That's
but water is getting too shallow, so we'll move out to the river.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hard time to get in there with a boat.
Uh-huh.
So we got to work and cut some logs, and we're right at the mouth here.
Uh-huh.
On this side of this creek. That's where our last cabin is. It's still up yet. It's never fallen down yet.
Uh-huh.
Right in here is our last cabin.
Okay.
It settled down quite a bit with the earthquake.
Earthquake.
They still use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first cabin we've labeled B6, and then the last one we're going to label B7.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where we got our land right in there, yeah.
Now, did you use that in the winter for trapping?
Well, we stayed there.
Oh, you lived there all year round?
We stayed there all winter.
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
where we stayed. In. Christmas time, we'll go down to Cutoff.
Uh-huh. But this was really your home.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's a real
little,
home.
Little blue there. One bend blue there. That's where we had the fish camp.
Uh-huh.
Can you mark where your fish camp was?
Oh, it's all gone now. No more Eddie there, too hardly.
This
is it, Hunchak?
That's
so
long.
It's around here then.
Yeah, it's in this town, in here someplace. That's where the big Eddie was. No more Eddie there.
No more Eddie now.
Now, was this on the island side or on the
on the other side of the river.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the river side, yeah.
We'll mark that fish camp B8.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where...
Really good Eddie it was.
That's where my Uncle Hogger Johnny used to stay, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how we got that
place. When my uncle can't work anymore, well, we took over that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we took over the land.
Did he live there, too, then?
That was before us.
Before I used to live there.
No, but I mean, after he got blind and couldn't work, did he stay with you?
They used to stay with us, and they had a cabin up here, way up there, in the Cutoff Slough or someplace. That's true. It's around here
Peak
someplace.
Lake,
they had a winter
true.
Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go up in the fall time and stay up there during the winter.
Did any of these places, these cabins that we've labeled B6 and B7 and this fish camp that we've labeled B8, did any of these places have a native name?
Just that Hunichak.
Oh, Hunichak?
Yeah.
The slough, the name of the slough. That's a native name of the slough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunichak,
that means... It washed through.
And that's Fred Slough.
And this little one right there is Natal Auden.
Natal Auden.
Yeah, this long little slough here.
This is kind of like a grass lake.
This is
a
grass lake down
slough.
Here.
Oh, I see.
This is a lake, long slough.
Okay. Let's say that once more for me, Weejay.
Natal Auden.
Natal Auden.
Natal Auden. Just like a,
long slough.
A long bent.
Slough. Okay, I'm going to label that B9. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Natal
I was thinking something. Several thoughts just were going through my head at the same time and it didn't come out right.
No, that's where I've been since 1938.
Okay.
I came down 1937, but that summer we started living.
We got cabin up Dockley too.
We got cabin. We had a trapper cabin.
Let's see. What's the next one over?
Malozy. That's where I want to see too.
Okay.
Malozy, it's way over here.
Okay, I'm sitting on Malozy here. I know I got it out. Yeah, here's
Malozy
right here.
I want to hear about around there and I want to see.
I know.
No, wait a minute. Oh, we're gonna. You said Dockley.
Yeah, right? Dockley.
Dockley.
Not Mallory. Dockley.
I want to show that.
Mallory Tortana.
Right. I'm not thinking straight here.
Matched
up pretty well.
Well, where's the main river? Oh, this is the main river.
And
where's the Dalby?
That's way down.
Dalby.
Oh, I see.
Dalby. You talk about Dalby. That's true.
Come and look with us if you want to. You're welcome to.
Dalby's right in here.
Where's Malozy?
Dalby. Right in here. Dockley comes out right here.
Yeah.
Right in this corner here.
Right
in this one side. She's at Dockley's side.
School. There's
two, one run on this side, mm-hmm. one run on this side.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a house on this fork, south fork, uh-huh. It's in here someplace.
If you can't find the exact spot, why don't you just circle a little area where you think it is?
See. Just quick come together up here. Must be in here someplace, around here someplace.
Mm.
Mm. In here someplace.
Okay.
On the south side,
okay.
There's a creek.
I'll just draw a circle in that area like mm-hmm. that, and we'll label that B10.
That's our, used to be our trapping cabin.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what you used in the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we used that trapping cabin. See, when we trapped, we covered this whole ground in here, mm-hmm. all the way down to here, and all the way around here.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pretty good size trap line.
Yeah. So as far south as the Clay Lake, and,
mm-hmm.
and as far west is over here. Mm-hmm. Did you come as far west as Tom Cook Hill here?
No, we didn't ever go over Tom Cook Hill. Uh-huh. We stayed on this side.
Sat on the other side.
Yeah, there's people over there trapping uh-huh. too. Yeah.
So you stayed this side of Hooslea River mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the east side of Hooslea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever do much over in this area, over the next one over?
That's up a Hog River, ain't it?
Yeah, we're almost there. Let me get the next map over.
No, I've been trapped up that way.
Uh-huh.
We're hollered up that way. Having boats or something like that.
What kind of things did you hunt up in that area?
Hunting moose. And fall down. We used to go out for a take a ride.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that Hog River Johnny, well, his name gives it away, you know, that he has some cabins and, or at least the igloo houses up in that area. And
yeah.
We spent quite a bit of time up in that area.
That's where my grandmother and all my aunties, that's where they used to live.
We can slide this whole thing this way. Now that one.
He has cabin on the island.
Uh-huh.
We see that place.
It always happens the place you want to look at is in the corner of the map, so you have to have three or four maps to make it work. Yeah, the next one I think is huge. Now, Fred, you only need three more hands to hold all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn. Okay.
Where's the Hog River?
Hog River.
Let's see, now we'll start from on. Are we up here, someplace up here?
I think a little more over that way.
What is this?
This is a river.
It's an old road.
Road?
Yeah.
Hog River Road?
That's mining camp.
That's Hog River.
That's mining camp road,
yeah? Yeah, I think so.
But this is, in here, that's where they had the mining camp right
uh-huh.
in Bear Creek.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you worked?
Yeah, that's where we worked, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
There's
and Hog River down in here.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the river.
Oh, yeah. And this is, it must be in here then.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
See, that's a truck road.
Yeah, I see it on the airplane.
Mm-hmm. That's truck
yeah,
road.
I see the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Here they got a nice big field up here.
Really?
Hog River is right here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
down
Hog River.
This way on the island mm-hmm. side, that's where Hog River Johnny had house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the island.
Upper end is cut off slough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About 3 miles up. Up there, there's an island in here.
Okay.
Someplace, but I can't find it. That's where they had a house for a long time, too.
Well, okay, here's the upper end of Cutoff School
yeah.
right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a They show a little sandbar island there. I don't know if that's it or not. Mm.
There's a bluff on this side. That's where the river comes right into the bluff. They had a cabin around here someplace on a little island.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this one.
Huh? No, of course, that's where we stayed one time.
There's a river on each side right there, so maybe this one.
No, this is cut off. Your sister and me, we stayed one time right in here.
Mm.
And that's where we cut the house logs, right in here.
Mm-hmm.
Our house logs, right here.
Mm.
Then we go round, we just go. And that's where Bessie and she finally were staying in one summer fish camp, little Peter's cabin.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So that's little Peter's cabin?
Mm-hmm. Right on this hill here.
Okay. May I use the pencil just a second and I'll mark that? B11 is little Peter's cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's Liza's.
That's
Liza's father, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's where they stayed. That's where they had a cabin.
Does that place have a native name?
That's not the name. You know, it's gravel up there, and they don't cave lock down here. That's been lasting another 100 years.
Sure. Okay. Any other places up in this area that we ought to, that up in this Hog River area that you've camped or
left? No.
This mud of Dockley. That's where his mom and father had house.
That's where they stayed.
Mouth of Dockley.
And right mouth of Dockley.
Uh-huh.
Grandma used to tell me, so not too long ago, we stopped where the gas boat and we went up the bank and we walked back and there was a piece of those old style red sheet iron sticking out of the ground.
Say that again, friend?
Sheet iron.
Oh, sheet iron, okay.
Yeah. Those old style red one.
Uh-huh.
We can see those cash. We can just see it where the post is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece of sheet iron, I tried to pull it out, but I couldn't pull it out.
Yeah.
It's still there yet, it is.
Yeah. Now, is that the place they call Dockley Cocket?
Probably. I don't know.
Can you?
Dockley, how you say it?
I can't say it right. It means mouth Dockley. Of Dockley.
Mud of Dockley. That's where they had the cabin.
Uh-huh.
That's where my parents, my real dad and my mom, that's where they had house.
Did you go up there with Teresa, maybe? Did Teresa take you up to that place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The helicopter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I showed them this, that's where people used to make their living from fishing, this creek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, this creek here drains all this part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that area.
Mm-hmm.
To the east
drains this whole flat.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty good sized creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, after you moved down here to Hooslea, to this area, are there places down closer to Hooslea that you've used? We ought to get your present fish camp location on there, and then any other camps that you've had down in this Hooslea area.
Or just our fish camp down here, 3 miles.
Okay, can you mark that?
We're Hooslea now.
There's Hooslea right there.
Mm-hmm. It's that one. It's right in here. Right in here. There's a little island here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Richard Slough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's right in here. Right on this side.
Okay.
And that's our Last gonna be our last fish camp, I guess.
We'll mark that B12.
Mm-hmm. That's our last
fish camp. And that's your current fish camp. That would be neat to have on the map too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have any other winter camps or anything?
No, not down this way.
It's close to this.
Yeah, there's people. People make a living out of it. That's one thing. I never did bother other people trapping, and they never bothered me trapping.
You try not to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have said that was very important.
Yeah.
That you stay out of other people's way.
Mm-hmm. I never had no trouble with other people trapping.
Well, good. Can we just look real quick at the Hughes area and maybe get you to show us some of the areas that when you lived up in the Hughes area you used?
Use?
Yeah. Let's see, we won't need this. We can take these two away.
That's your cabin used to be. Like Henry's fish camp now?
Look,
Allen Point.
Yeah, where's Hughes?
You've got
Hughes
right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's Hughes. Oh, yes, there's Rock Island Point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She named it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Hughes. In Hughes, please?
A little further down. At least that's where they've drawn the name.
No, that's upstream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This is downstream. It's down here. It's 8 miles from.
Now they say 8 mile cabins. Is
That's the one.
Is that where your camp was? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where I had a house.
That's where his grandma used.
Grandma used to have on this side, on the west side bank. That's where grandma had a house.
Okay.
When grandma died, I made a house on this side, on the east side. South side.
Yeah.
That's where I had the mother.
Okay, truck. And so was it right opposite where those cabins are now? Or where was it on this side?
It's just the same place. The
same place.
Same place.
No, I mean your grandma's.
Grandma's across the river on the west side.
And right across from those?
Right across.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right across.
Okay, and we'll mark that B13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were there other places in that area?
No, that's on the main house. That's about all now.
Yeah, we're getting people coming for the pictures. So we're going to say, well, thank you.